Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillah ve kefâ ve selâmun alâ ibâdî lezîne istafâ amma ba'd. Continue first with the muzakara of the sunnets of Nabi Akram sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem, which is the only way to reach Allah Rabbul İzzet and the only way to reach our eternal home, that is Jannet. So we have to make this great effort that we become conscious that what am I doing? Is this according to the sunnet of Nabi Akram sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem or not? And then do it with enjoyment and with passion. And then see how Allah Ta'ala will give us peace in our heart. Today, unfortunately, there's no peace in any home because we're not practicing the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When sunnahs go out, then bidat will come. That means darkness will come. And to solve the problem, we don't have to. Today we run into psychiatrists, running into all other people. Just start with sunnahs again. And when you start bringing sunnahs in the home, that nur will come. That amount of darkness will go. So we have to, this is here, we're just doing it to encourage and to remind us that when we go home, we have to have ta'lim. And ta'lim of sunnahs is extremely important. And ask one another, did we practice on the sunnah or not? So Allah give us tawfiq. We were busy discussing the sunnahs with regard to relieving ourselves. And we learned that a person should sit and urinate. Do not stand and urinate. And sadly, this is also going out of the ummah. It shows how far we are going away from the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In certain countries, even Haramain, for example, now you get urinals in the toilets. Men must stand and urinate. Why, like animals. That is totally... One rare occasion, maybe Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to do it for some reason. And you take out that rare occasion, Allahu Akbar. So we shouldn't be naive, and we shouldn't just do as what we see with the flow. If it's there, so you do it. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala make us understand and come to our senses. That is why it's so important to have the company of the friends of Allah. Similarly, if you have to relieve yourself somewhere outside in the felt or something, after you relieve yourself, if you want to dry yourself, then this also he should do behind some barrier. So now you finish relieve yourself, you wash, now you're standing and using tissue and wiping yourself. So that is also unethical. That is also like an animal. We have to conceal ourselves. So much so that we learned in the beginning, even when you go to the toilet, don't try and bend down little, then take out your clothes. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then perform wudu according to the sunnah at home. Try and perform wudu at home. And that also, try and learn according to the sunnah. Use less water as possible, etc. Perform the sunnah at home before going to the masjid if there is no time for this. The same could be performed in the masjid. However, in today's time, our ulama have taught us that try and perform your sunnah in the masjid. Because the time has come, people are not worried about sunnahs. So especially if you're the imam or something, people will think, Wali Sahib, he doesn't perform his sunnahs. And then also, when you sit in the company of the mashayikh, then you learn your deen properly. For example, Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi explained that the fajr sunnah, it's better to perform it in the masjid. Because when Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you hear the hadith, we learn the hadith, that perform your sunnah at home. It will create love and whatever. But here you will get two great benefits. You will get that reward also. But after you perform your fajr sunnah at home, and you coming the first time for that day to the masjid, and what is the salam of the masjid? Any masjid you enter, you must make salam to the masjid also. So salam to the masjid, it was is called two tahiyatul masjid. To read two rakat salah and make shukr to Allah. Allah, you brought me in your house. So that is salam to the masjid. So even your own masjid, when you go there the first time for that day in the morning, if you read your sunnah at home and you early there for fajr, now you'll have to sit down. And when you sit down, now you can't read tahiyatul masjid after it. And after you read your fajr sunnah, in any case, tell faraz, you're not allowed to read any nafal namaz. So Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi explained that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform his sunnah in his house that was like almost attached to the masjid. And then when time for Jamaat Namaz, then Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala used to announce As-Salatu Qa'ima, that now Namaz is going to start. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to walk from his house straight onto the Musalla. So because he's straight on the Musalla, he'll get the sawab of the Tahiyatul Masjid. But he then sat down, he started, read his Faraz Namaz now. So what us also, if you read your Sunnah in the Masjid, now you'll get the sawab of the Tahiyatul Masjid in your Sunnah also. And then also people will see, Imam Sahib is early in the Masjid, he read his Sunnah. So we should understand our deen and follow it and then see the benefit. Otherwise today people don't realize the value of Sunnah and how great it is and the value of Tahiyatul Masjid, etc. Allah give us tawfiq to bring alive the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam consciously. Further with regard to the ash'ar that we learn, that we make while making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a dua, and also to increase our concentration and build our concentration, and then see that zikr is not just for enjoyment, zikr is to get connection with Allah ta'ala. So yesterday we learned, while you're making zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, the previous day, Yawmul Khamis, we mentioned this poem, Ilahi atahu wa zarra dardi dil, ke marta hai be dard bimar tera. That, oh Allah, this person is dying with a sickness. And what is the sickness? That I don't have the pain of your heart. I don't have your love in my heart. And that is the biggest disease. When you don't have the love of Allah Ta'ala, then any small sickness, headache troubles you. But when you got the love of Allah Ta'ala, so now you're begging Allah, give me even one drop, zarra, one atom's weight of the love of Allah. Let that penetrate my heart. That I don't die what is called a lingering death. Person's dying and he does not got no connection with Allah. When you got connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then this is what we should be wanting. And this is such a sickness, juju dawaki bimari barti gai. When you come in the friends of the lovers of Allah and you learn the love of Allah, then you just want more and more. So this is one sickness that you should beg for more. And then Allah will give you afiyat from all other sicknesses. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, and then see when we make our zikr in this with little concentration, then we'll see what zikr will do for our life, how it will bring us onto our track, and we'll become a conscious people. Otherwise we just unconscious, which is a state of ghaflat. Allah save me, all of us. Further, with regard to our lessons on Anwarus Salah, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadil ladhina astafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر صدق الله العلي العظيم. We started with this bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. It's a very very great bayan, and we can see from the start already how he explained that it should be supposed to be a natural thing for every person to think, how did I come in the world? It's not just I just came like that, or it's not just if I say it's through my parents, then think back who brought my parents in the world, who brought them in the world. Then we'll reach Adam alayhi salam, our great grandfather. Then we'll realize that Allah created Adam alayhi salam, and no monkey stories and all that. And then a person should realize that why Allah sent me in the world. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. To recognize Allah, to get marifat, which is supposed to be a natural thing. If a person doesn't know his father, then he won't respect his father. Like in this example, like today it happens, parents, their fathers, they leave their hometown, they go to work in another country, another town, etc. So like that one person, he left his wife, she was pregnant, and then he went to work in another country. And so he worked there for about 10, 12 years. He couldn't have enough money to come home every year, etc. After working 10, 12 years, then he sent a message home that I'm coming this day home. But like that, the mother used to tell the child that your father, he just is his name, he looks like this, look, but now you're just getting an outward picture. You don't really know who's your father. So she's explaining to him, this is your father, And it's important, as Imam Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali says, every mother should explain to the children the importance of the father. And the father should explain to them the love that they must have for the mother. You don't have love for your mother and you think your mother don't like you. And that's generally what happens. When they make your tarbiyat while you're small, they shout you or they say something, even in front of you, you'll think, hey, my mother don't like me. And then you'll grow up with this complex, which is totally incorrect. Parents, they jigger, what is called a lover, is their children, especially the daughters. They really love them, but you don't understand it. And today you see daughters and mothers like fighting like cats and dogs, which we should just take out that notion that just I came through my mother. So anyway, this mother explained to the child that this is your father, this is how he is. So now she told him, your father is coming tomorrow. You must go to the airport and fetch him. So he said, Ammi, I don't know how he looks. You explained to me, but how I'm going to know who's my Abba? So he said, no, there's one old man in our village. He is your father's old friend. So go and ask him. If he's at home, he can go with you to the airport. So he said, yes. He went, he asked him, your uncle, you'll come with me to the airport? He said, yes, my father is. Oh, your father is coming, my friend. He says, okay, we'll go to the airport. So they went to the airport. When they were there a few minutes earlier, and uncle was sitting one side, because he's old man, so he was sitting one side where there's chairs. The son was eager, standing where the passengers are going to come out. So passengers started coming out, people coming out with their trolleys and their baggages. One man came out, and this man saw a young boy. So he asked this young boy, will you help me with this baggage and push this trolley for me? So he said, no, I don't have time. I'm waiting for somebody else. I'm sorry, uncle, I can't help you now. So the uncle started carrying on. Then the elderly uncle that was sitting one side, he stood up and he came and he looked. He said, hey, there's your father. Now when that boy ran to that uncle, now he hugged that uncle. He didn't know who was his father. Like that, we don't know who Allah Ta'ala is. So we come in a masjid anyhow. We walk in anyhow, just respect. And that is how parents teach their children adab. If you don't teach, in the early days it was such. Parents, the children used to be with the parents all the time. So you used to notice how my father, what he does, how he speaks to elders, etc. Today children don't want to be with their parents. And they don't learn adab. So if you don't learn adab, where are we going to have adab of Allah Ta'ala? And if you don't have adab, Allah, you won't want to learn what Allah loves, what Allah doesn't love. And Hazrat says here that if you don't know Allah Ta'ala and you don't have the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is supposed to be a natural thing to learn the ma'rifat of Allah. And that is why we come here to gain this ma'rifat. And when you get an iota of Allah's ma'rifat, it's going to bring Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness in you. How great is my Allah? How magnificent is my Allah? Allah created all the creation. And Allah is mustaghni, Allah is independent. But Allah's focus is upon me individually. Every individual, Allah's special focus is upon us. And how much we start recognizing Allah. Allah doesn't forget any of His creation at all. But when you start recognizing Allah and become the obedient slave of Allah, then Allah's focus upon you is what is rahmat. And when you don't get the ma'rifat of Allah, and you live a life haphazard without adab, then Allah's focus is still upon you. But with Allah's ghadab, with Allah's lanat, with Allah's curse, because now you're out of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And that is today we see the condition of the ummah, that we haven't recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we are crying that what are the conditions going through, crying for the people of Gaza, which we should be crying. But what is the actual solution is that we become to the slavery of Allah. We realize we are the slaves of Allah. Today we want to love like bosses. Allahu Akbar. And as we learned in the beginning, Allah sent His greatest slave. And to be the slave of Allah, that is the highest position. We see even in our kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu. He is the slave of Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to show us how to love like a slave of Allah. That what my Allah wants, a slave is that real slave. And if you want goodness in your home, in your madrasa, in the khanka, then learn the temperament. What is the temperament of my father? What my father likes?
before you, he even tells you, you dare. What your mother likes, you do it on time. You'll get du'as from the bottom of their heart. You'll get tahajjud du'as. Like that, you learn what your ustad likes, and you do it before time. You learn what your sheikh likes, and you do it before time. You try and do it according. We are weak. We're not going to be 100%. But that du'as will come out from. So when we get the mizaj of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is what Allah is saying, Sibghat Allah. What do we have to get from the friends of Allah? The color of Allah. That is to know what my Allah wants at this point in my life. So when you don't have this recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the sad condition is that you will just stroll in the masjid, you won't even realize Allah has given me honor. And to be the slave of Allah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us what is the height of slavery. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when I used to get my plate of food, and I just used to sit down on the floor and eat. And say, Ya Allah, I don't deserve this. And that is why we should realize, nobody is giving us food. It is only coming from Allah. Then we say, why we have to go to work? That is faridatum ba'd al-faraiz. That is a faraz after the main faraiz. If you don't come in the morning to the masjid, then your food, your day won't go right. We hear and we learn that when you come to the masjid, you are in the zimma of Allah. You are now under the responsibility of Allah Ta'ala. It's like a person, you bought some appliance or something, and you went to pay at the head office. And now they tell you, here you can only pay, you can't, you must go to the dispatch office. You must go there, where the stock is, then you will get your. Now you learn, now you see, oh yeah, you got your stock from there. The next time you don't go and pay, you go straight to there, you say, I want this fridge, I want this. They say, did you go to the head office, did you pay? You know, I didn't pay. See, it doesn't work like that. So, same thing like this. We don't come to the head office early in the morning and we're going to work. Then nothing goes right. So, we have to realize, and when we go to do our work also, realize it's not my business, it's not my profession, it's not my degree, it's nothing. Even as an alim, it's not me. I am the slave of Allah. A master, he takes care of his slaves. And he said, I'll provide the boarding, lodging, everything. You must just come with your plate. So you know you are slave. Otherwise you want to act like bosses. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, that Allahu Akbar. And we see it today. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when I get my plate of food, I sit on the ground. And I make shukr to Allah. And I take Allah's name. And the time is going to come. People will be resting on armchairs and eating food. And then talking about the commands of Allah Ta'ala. As if they want to dictate to Allah what Allah is supposed to. And every command of Allah is only for our benefit. So this is what Hazrat is saying. That if you don't become the slave of Allah, then you are not upholding slavery. And then Allahu Akbar. The master doesn't need you. The master, and as a slave, your whole self, you belong to your master. Even if you're doing any trade, today there's no slaves, so we won't understand this. But in the early days, in jihad, whatever, the captives came, etc., they were distributed as slaves. But we should realize, even now, that slave belongs to you, but you don't own that slave. You haven't made that slave. You own that slave, but you haven't made that slave. We don't just belong to Allah. Allah made us. And Allah knows us. And Allah is taking care of us. And a slave doesn't deserve anything. But Allah Ta'ala says, you come for salah, you obey my command. With two conditions, iman, that I am the slave of Allah. Allah gave me this command, how beautiful. Then you won't say, hey, namaz is faraz. Allah, you made it faraz. And Allah only made those things faraz, which Allah knows is extremely beneficial. And we're not going to understand. And we see today, it's so important, we can't stay without it. But how many people are performing salah? If 5% of the ummah are performing salah, is ghanimat. And even from that 5%, myself first, how many of us got concentration, devotion in our salah? So Hazrat says here, if you don't learn what my master loves, and you don't learn the qualities of Allah, which there's lot explanation in that. Allah Ta'ala, as we learned, how Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, when he learned the ma'rifat of Allah from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who caused him such pain, he could forgive Safwan, Wasfa. They just overlook, forgive. Allahu Akbar. Yusuf alayhi salam, how he told his latest brothers, latest riba alaykum al-yawm. They plotted to get rid of him, kill him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, when his own family and all the Quraysh of Makkah, they want the, after the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam. And then he had to leave Makkah Sharif. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam came back, they were worried. Now what's going to happen to us? Now he is coming back as a conqueror. But how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back into Makkah Sharif? On his horse, his head was going lower and lower as if he was making sajda on his horse. He gave one sahabi the flag and was no sahaba what they went through that difficulty. So in that George, that sahabi is saying, Al-yawma yawmul malhama. Today is the day that you all will see revenge. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nicely took away the flag from him and he gave it to another sahabi and he said, announce, Al-yawma yawmul marhaba. Today is the day of mercy. It's not the day of revenge. And today is the day of mercy. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in and these people thought now, and when you know Allah, then you'll know how to celebrate Allah's blessing. Allah's favors upon you. Not that celebration now you're going to be having a party and bursting crackers and all that stupid things. Allah gave us our life. Our year starts with Muharram. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. You are honored. How will you be honored? When you know the laws of Allah. Love like an honorable slave. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Hinda, that chewed the liver of the uncle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These Wahshi, they all were worried, trembling. What is going to happen to us now today? And then they saw the Muslims at night engaged in tawaf, making dua, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, what are these people? And this is when you become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then arguments, all that you'll able to overlook easy. So anyway, Allah ta'ala make us realize. So Hazrat is saying here, that Allah ta'ala has given us the greatest way to get the slavery of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which is the root of all after iman. Once you have recognized Allah, now to build that iman, to build that, you just got the root that will bring that strengthen that iman. Allah Hazrat says here, that from the which will make your life, and will bring your life to a stage of all the time progressing, we can never reach perfection. But, as Hazrat explained, when you go to the Qabr before, Allah will say you are on the right road. So we regard you as a perfect person. So the greatest thing, sab bandagi aur bure kaamon se bachne ka yahi hai, Allahu Akbar. Ke badoon uske, aur bari bandagi namaz hai, which we read last 2 days ago. Bari, the biggest sign of servanthood, that you the slave of Allah, Allahu Akbar. We see how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in sajda, how Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha, beloved mother, explained, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in such a lengthy sajda, that I thought now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left us. And I got worried. I put my finger on his, on the back of his feet. I felt some pulse. I got happy. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like that, he stood up, again, long qiyam, long ruku. Then after he finished, Allahu Akbar, I said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has declared for you, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكُ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. There is no question that you have got any blemish in your life. You are the most pure. Tell Allah ta'ala says, if any slight mistake you made, all that is forgiven. So why you exert yourself so much? He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be a grateful slave to Allah? So to show our gratefulness to Allah, Allah gave us the greatest gift, and that is Salah. To show that we are the slaves of Allah, and the closest you are to Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was close in Mi'raj. And as Hazrat says, when we read the At-Tahiyyat, do we know what? This was the discussion when the lover and the beloved were in close connection. A person, he just gets married, and now he's waiting after supper, when these people are going. They don't want to leave the house. He is waiting, when can I get my bride? And when he gets his bride alone in his home, and he locks his door, then even there can be a big noise. His father can be screaming for him, middle of the night, he won't be hearing. He's so close, and he don't want to hear about anybody. And that is not real, that is still not real love. It must still grow. Love must be when you become the slave of Allah. Then you love everybody for the pleasure of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba radna on one occasion, what is the greatest action Allah loves? Or some sahaba said, Salah. Some Sahaba said namaz, fasting. Some said jihad. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the greatest action Allah loves, when you love for the pleasure of Allah and you hate for the pleasure of Allah. That is when you become the slave of Allah, then we learn. Even our wives, we love them just for our desires. And we love them for our cooking and all that. And even after we finish our desires also, Hazrat says, now you turn one side and you learn. There's foreplay and there's afterplay also. Like that, before you come in namaz, Allah taught us the sunnah. May first God, build your eagerness now to go into faraz, which is the main thing. After faraz, there's again sunnah, there's istighfar, that I didn't do it properly. And then you learn, you'll appreciate your wife, if I hurt you, if I did this, you'll say sorry, you'll say maaf. So just when we learn this reality, Allahu Akbar, then Hazrat is explaining that here Allah gave us the greatest gift, and what a gift, the whole, we know where this gift came from. Every other command of Allah came down onto the earth. Jibreel alayhi salam came with the command of Allah. But when it came to Salah, Allah said, go bring my beloved Nabi. And what a, and this Salah, and we can see what the journey of Salah is. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Kaaba Sharif, heart transplant. When you know the whatever, the specialist, etc. Jibreel did the heart transplant of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right al Baytul Maqdis, and to realize who is our Nabi. All the Anbiya were gathered there to show the honor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then through the seven heavens, and then فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. When they reached a place called Sidratul Muntaha, then Jibreel said, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from here you go alone. He says, oh Jibreel, you my guide. I don't live in the heavens. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and so beautifully it is said in Urdu, that Jibreel replied, in the Urdu poem it, jo usse aage jayega, wo jal jayega. That besides you, nobody has got permission, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Somebody go beyond even Jibreel, who was close, the archangel. If you go one hair's breadth, you'll die. Allah's nur is so powerful. Allah's magnificent. Just an iota of it will burn you to ashes. So only Allah allowed you. And Allah gave you that strength. And when Allah, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam met Allah Rabbul Izzat and gave him the gift of Salah, then the discussion, At-Tahiyyatu Lillahi wa Salawat, which will come inshallah as that sabah come. But this was the discussion with Allah and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then Allah offered this great gift to us. So Hazrat says, if you don't realize this and you don't become the slave of Allah and you don't regard namaz as a great gift of Allah, then you're not worth to be a slave. A slave who doesn't realize his position, his master doesn't need him. He can kick him out any time. And that is why we have to be beggars in the court of Allah. Never ever think, I'm okay. And this is what Hazrat teaches us, this ujb, that I'm okay. Now my namaz, you make shukr, my namaz is improving. But never ever think I'm reading proper namaz. Tell our mort and never ever think that I'm the special servant of Allah. So similarly like that, don't ever think I'm the special student of my ustad, or I'm the special khalifa of my sheikh, seeing there's no such a thing of senior khalifa or this, that you'll only know in the qabr. That we'll only know there. There otherwise shaitan puts us in this deception. And the more we put our head down in salah, our brain and our beauty and everything, and surrender, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Oh Allah, you are the greatest. You don't need me. You can kick me out any minute. So then, when you realize this great gift, you get an iota of the greatness of Allah. Then this is such a gift. Ke aur bari bandagi namaz hai. Ke badoon iske koi bandagi kabul nahi. Without namaz, none of your slavehood, that is, none of your ibadat will really be accepted, because you won't do other ibadat. When namaz comes in your life, then your deen will start coming alive. And when your deen comes alive, then your dunya will come alive. So namaz is that great ibadah that Allah Ta'ala has given us as a gift from Allah Ta'ala. That you, my slaves, and Allah has chosen me to come in the house of Allah. Our Dada Sheikh, and this is the lovers of Allah, the Arifin. We have got the marifat of Allah. From the marifat, you go to the azmat. Then you go to the muhabbat, and then you get that ish, that burning love. Whatever my Allah wants, I give my life for that. Not that this marifat, you got marifat, you got ibadat also, you got ilm also, but it's bringing that I'm somebody. And that is how shaitan got rejected. Then you want to argue in the court of Allah Ta'ala, that why this, why that? When you got the love of Allah, which marifat supposed to bring that, and that is why what marifat you have to do a course in zikr, and then a course about how to perform our salah, etc. Then that person is just, when you go in, you're just anxious to go to the court of Allah. Before time you'll be in the masjid, especially Fajr, etc. You'll be before time. And thus wal sab bandagi aur bure kamo se bachne ka yahi hai. That he says to bring all other ibadat in your life, to bring real slavehood in your life. Then you'll see when you start making your namaz, and you realize this is a great gift of Allah. Under any circumstances I can't miss namaz. Even I can be sick, but I must make my namaz. And all my evil habits, we don't like evil habits, but it comes. And that is what Allah says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Namaz will remove that. But when we do the cause of namaz, not that we coming in the masjid, we reading namaz, but it's not even an outward form of namaz. Allah save me, all of us. So like one sahabi used to come for masjid, after that he had a bad habit, used to take some shoes, etc. So other sahabas complained, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that this man, this is what he does. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, his namaz will change him. And not even few days, he stopped that habit. And what he became. So if we come, and Allah has brought us here to learn marifat, to gain the azmat of Allah, just one drop of Allah's greatness comes in the heart, then there's no question. You can be doing any work and you hear, Hayya ala salah, I'm still not gone. You will leave everything. And you won't even want to talk to anybody. Now leave. Or leave the discussion, meeting, anything. Let's go. And let's go for Allah Ta'ala's command. So Hazrat further explains, or is namaz, then that is just an iota, what namaz is all about. How it will change your whole life, and what Allahu Akbar. So when you realize this, who won't want to make an effort to learn namaz? Who won't want to be making an effort to learn the marifat of Allah? And then what namaz is all about, that Allah presented it to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, further he explained, or is namaz se koi ghafil nahi. No creation of Allah is unmindful of the worship of Allah. Every wa'im min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdi walakin la tafqahuna tasbihum. Every shay, every aspect, whether it's a stone, whether it's the mountains, whether it's buildings, every creation of Allah is not unmindful of namaz. But what is their namaz? And what we have got, the greatest of creation, what Allah gave us. So he's giving the example here. Then na darak, not the trees are unmindful of namaz. Na imarat, not the buildings are unmindful. Na parinde, not even the birds and all those flying insects, whether it's moths or whatever, not are they unmindful of namaz. Na hayawanat, not even the animals that are in the jungle also. Na hasharat, not even the crawling animals. Na zameen, not even the earth. Na pahar, not even the mountains. Na sitara, na asman, na arwa. Not even the stars, not even the heavens, not even the soul, na fariste, not even Allah, but the angels. Each one is got some part of namaz. Every creation, and we can't understand according to their level, how much Allah gave every creation understanding, which some is, we think it's a dead stone, but it's got some amount of life in it. It's making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So accordingly, that each creation of Allah Ta'ala is not unmindful of namaz, then how can it, does this insan who's got the honor, the greatest ni'mat of Allah, and we are unmindful? So he explains how every creation has got, is not unmindful of namaz. Jaise ke namaz darakht aur imarat ki qiyam hai. And this is marifat. When you start recognizing Allah, whatever creation of Allah, you'll see Allah in there. He says like, you see the trees, and the buildings, they're standing up. You see that the barks of the trees are standing. For us, it's just a bark. But the friends of Allah, they see, look at Allah's creation. And they are in what? They are in Qiyam. They are standing up all the time. And 24 hours, they only have to be in Qiyam. All their life, even the buildings, all the time in Qiyam, all the time. And, or parinde or hayawanat ki ruku. And if you see the birds and the four-legged animals, birds are flying. So what they are in? Prostrating. They are bowing down. They are in ruku all the time. And even the four-legged animals, they are in ruku all the time. Allahu Akbar. And you see some of the trees, when the branches come out, how it just overlaps, like it's in ruku. One part of the tree is in qiyam, one part is in ruku. So, اور پرندے اور حیوانات کی رکوع اور تمام حشرات کی سجود اینڈ دین آل دا کرالنگ انسیکٹس ایٹسیٹرا ایون سنیکس اور واٹ ایور دے آر ان سجود دے آر ان سجدہ سو ایچ کریشن گاٹ ون پارٹ آف نماز ون پارٹ اینڈ آل دا ٹائم دے آر ان دیٹ پوزیشن اور زمین اور پہاڑ کی قعود اینڈ اف یو لک ایٹ دا ارتھ اٹس فلیٹ اینڈ اف یو لک ایٹ دا ماؤنٹن دے لائک جسٹ فلیٹ دے لائک ان دا جلسہ پوزیشن سیٹنگ وین یو سیٹنگ ان اتحیات They are in the sitting position. Aur sitaro aur asman ki harkat, and you see the stars, and you see the skies, the heavenly bodies that are moving, they are in the movements in namaz. Like now you're standing, then you have to go in ruku, so they are rotating all the time. So they are in the movements of ruku, of salah. And arwah, and the souls of the pious people, and the souls, and all the other souls that are still in alam-e arwah, and all the malaika, ki what is their salah? Taharat or tasdi. Their salah first is purity. They are all the time past. They are pure. So they are like in the state of wuzu all the time. And then they are busy in the tasdi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like even the malaika that are upholding the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Four on this side, four on this side. They are reading the tasdi of in chorus. The four on the one side that are holding the arsh of Allah. Subhanallah wa bihamdik, lakal hamdu ala ilmika ba'da ilmik. Oh Allah, pure you are, and praises to you. Lakal hamdu, such praises ala ilmik, upon your tolerance, despite ba'da ilmik. You know, every minute you know what I'm doing. You know I, Allah can make me blind in, but Allah is so tolerant, so tolerant. No husband in the world can be so tolerant. No boss in the world. Allah is hilm. When we learn the sifat and the qualities of Allah, my Allah is so tolerant. My Allah knows what fault I did. But the only way, if I go to my Allah, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Who's going to wipe out all that for me? Only Allah Ta'ala. You go, you do something wrong to your boss, you shy, you can't go in front. By Allah, Allah says, come to me. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ Run to Allah's forgiveness. So like that, the malaika, they are in tasbih, reading Subhanallah. And on the other side, the other farishtas are reading, Subhanallah wa bihamdik, lakal hamdu ala afwika ba'da kudratik. That, oh Allah, praises to you, purity to you, all praises upon you, that you are so tolerant, and not only you tolerant, ala afwika, ba'da kudratik. You got the power to take me to task, but you're forgiving me. Allahu Akbar. And that is why Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ To go in the despondency that Allah will never forgive me and never say where Allah is going to accept my dua. One Hazrat says, if you're saying it like that, it's a sign of pride that you think, oh, your duas are very great or you are your gunas are bigger than Allah's rahmat. So never ever say like that. And realize Allah Ta'ala's mercy is such. So the angels and the arwah and Allahu Akbar, they are engaged all the time in tasbih, in reciting or kalima shahadat or tilawati Qur'ani kareem. The angels are some of them are just reading kalima shahadat. Some of them are just reading, making tilawat of Qur'ani kareem all the time. Some are engaged or dua. That even the angels, like now in Ramadan, even the arsh, the angels that are making tasbih, who are holding the arsh, Allah says, stop your tasbih. Just say ameen on the duas of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So who are we? And we don't realize what an honor Allah has given us. Or insan, now Allah, Hazrat is explaining who are we. All the other creation got one portion of salah. Or insan, kyoku, ke khas chela sarkari hai. And insan, because he is the special servant of the royal court. We are the slave of Allah, but Allah made us the special slaves. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ Allah gave us such honor, such respect, such abilities, that now insan is controlling the airspace. Insan is controlling the oceans. One small human being, and controlling a youth, piloting a ship, piloting a plane, and you astonish at that, but who made that? The man who made it not supposed to be astonished of technology. One chip, see how many what memory it's got. Allah who gave you that brain, what Allah made in you. And where ever today you want to manufacture anything, you need, if you're the more sophisticated thing, you need a big warehouse, big factory. You need 24-hour light. Today everybody is complaining because of the load shedding. Things are just going haywire. Allah Ta'ala, who made the most sophisticated machine in the world, that this machine is now making all jets and all different types of technology. Where Allah made us? يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. 3 layers of darkness in the womb of your mother. Allah made your brain there. Allah didn't have a separate factory that this factory only that makes just a part of this engine. And another factory, that part of the engine. And then it's assembled somewhere. In the womb of your mother, 3 layers of darkness, Allahu Akbar. The outward skin, then inside the womb, then in the womb there's an embryonic sac. In there, Allah made your brains. Allah made, and what? 1 droplet of sperm. And Allah made you from that droplet of sperm, and Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Insan, you the most honorable of my creation. So isn't it that it's supposed to be natural? We supposed to learn how to be the greatest slaves of Allah. And this is what namaz will bring into our life. That slavery that I'm at, and the more you make namaz, Ya Allah, I'm absolutely useless. I can't do, and I'm your worst creation. And that is when Allah elevates such a person. And this is not like us, we just say it with the tongue. But we think, no, everybody must know who I am. That is far from reality. And that is why the scores of Islam, we have to be ragarna, we have to be scraped. All that, when a person goes for prostrate problem, then the doctors will show him on the screen also. All the mess that is gathered, they scrape it out. Like Hazrat says, it has to be scraped out from my heart that I think I'm somebody. Even a small boy today, see, I'm somebody. See how I'm riding bicycle now. Now I'm standing and riding. Now, and we, as we grow big, 55, 60, we still like children, that I'm somebody. And when you come, as I was saying, our Dada Sheikh said, when you come in the masjid, or you do any ibadat, agar tu chahe hame hai karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to kabil hi nahi. Allah, if you chose me, it's your kindness. Where I deserve to come in your house? Allahu Akbar. And like a person, he hired a person to work for him, transport goods, and a porter. So the porter told him, I'll transport, I'll carry your goods for you. One condition, when it's salah time, I stop there. And I go straight into the masjid. Till I don't finish my namaz, I won't come out again. Said, no problem, I'll hire you, I'll take you. He was also a Muslim. But unfortunately, when we don't have our screws, like Allah says, our screws are upside down now. So I think I'm the boss. I'm not the slave. A boss can't go into the masjid. Whereas I'm the slave of Allah. You can be, who could be greater than Sayyidul Kunain, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the time for namaz came, he stopped. He said, boss, I'm going to in the masjid to read. He said, right, you go. I'll stand here with the goods. He went, he read his faraz. He read his sunnah, then he read his nafal. Everybody, today we see Jummah also. Just now Imam says salam. 3/4 of the masjid is empty. So just boss say out. Everybody is out. He is not here. So he, instead of going inside and see from outside, say, where are you? What's wrong with you? Why are you not coming out? Now he was engaged in dua and crying to Allah Ta'ala. So then he couldn't take how the boss was screaming. He said, that being who brought me inside, he's not letting me come out and is not allowing you to come in. The one who's not letting me come out is the one who's not letting you come in. So if Allah allows us in the masjid, it's Allah's favors. Otherwise, how many people, unmindful, Allah save us, even in Ramadan, you must sing salah in Ramadan, and then Allah says, Kaleelam ma tu'minun. Very few bring iman. Majority don't bring iman. And how, and even then, Allah is so tolerant, Allah gives them their whining, their dining, their parties. And we look at them and we think they're enjoying life. Allahu Akbar. A person who's living in curses and you think he's enjoying himself. Allahu Akbar. So, the Sarkari Chela, and realize we are the special slave of the royal court. And Sari Khubiya Tore Arse Me Marhamat. All these blessings of Qiyam, the blessings of then qirat, the blessings of the tilawat in salat, then tasbih, and then ruku, then sujood. All this Allah gave us in one package. In two rakat namaz, you got the salah of all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. If we just think, what a great, and this is a special, special great mercy of Allah. Then you realize, Allahu Akbar, when you like, when you enter the house of Allah, you like the king. You got all the other creation, just got part of it. So whether you're living in a shanti, the pious servants of Allah Ta'ala used to say, oh Allah, jo hum aapko yaad karte apne boriya mein, hum takhte Sulaiman nazar aate. That Allah, when we sit on our straw mats and we say, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, we think we're on the throne of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So when you got that servitude, then you'll become like the king. And Allah, as we heard the story of Ayaz, when you got the king, what more you want? So this is what namaz is to give us. And first, if we don't do this cause of marifat, so in a short while, how much is our two rakats? If it's 2 minutes, we're lucky. If it's 1.5 minutes, in 1.5 minutes, you got the whole creation, ibadat. Aur khalifa karke sab par usko hukam diya. And Allah Ta'ala made you the vicegerent. Allah made you his representative. You only make somebody your representative who you know is responsible enough. He is responsible. He'll take care. And like you're going on journey, you tell your eldest son, see to the needs of the house, etc. You see, you put a proper person in your business. Allah Ta'ala gave you command. Now show the world how to lead, how to become the slave of Allah. And the greatest slave came and did his what a splendid work. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us to be the slave. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us what is slavery, Allah says, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah took his servant right on the arsh of Allah. Alhamdulillahi ladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. The slave of Allah who showed slavery, Allah gave him the greatest gift. The word, the speech of Allah, which is loving, which is part of Allah Ta'ala. And through the blessings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we got this. How is it we can't be reciting durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That is why when we enter masjid, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. And if you don't uphold your position, then we know everybody now, it's a fever now, election. Every person is canvassing. I must become a counselor, minister. But we know, and then for a few months they'll pretend to be doing work. Then you see all the filth and dirt in the news. He's corrupt, he's like this, he's like that. Allah still tolerates. But Allah's system is, when you are oppressed and you turn to Allah, Allah will give you your cook. And when you get that position of being in a position to look after others, and you become an oppressor, then what's going to happen to us? So like that, and the most biggest oppressor, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّي فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. Who can be a greater oppressor when you're reminded that you the slave of Allah, and you turn the deaf ear? That what? I'm a boss. I'm the CEO of this country, of this. Where I got time to go for namaz? Allah save me, all of us. So jisne farma bardani ki aur hukam baja laya aur uska mansab qayam raha aur behesti hua aur jisne Allahu Akbar, and that person who realized I am the slave of Allah, and not only the slave, Allah made me his khalifa, Allahu Akbar. Not that, and that's also when we come here, not that I want khilafat, and then like how Hazrat is getting presents and Hazrat what they went through, and that is also they don't even desire it. Allah gives them to show us that this is the... So when we come here, don't think I'm coming here for khilafat and I'm this khalifa or that khalifa. If I don't, Allah is not coming, greatness of Allah is not coming in my heart. Allah Ta'ala's honor is, and I realize what am I? I'm absolutely useless. Then you are no khalifa. Like that one person went to a buzurg, he wants to become a khalifa. The buzurg made out that this person came for ulterior motive. So to show him that where you are fit for it, he put one mouse in one cup and he put a saucer on top. And he said, you take this to that certain buzur and don't open and see what's inside. If you open it for 1 second, then you are useless. So now you can think a mouse is going to sit still. And he's going now. The mouse is jumping also. And what? Al-insanu harisun fima munia. What you are commanded not to do, that you are greedy, you tell, and that is why. Don't tell the children while you're driving, don't look at the bulb boards. At home, tell them, we mustn't look at these things, we mustn't look at these things. Keep your, now you tell them, don't look at the bulb board, you think they're not going to look. and all that filth on the billboards, etc., all having effect in our heart. Just 20 seconds you pass it. But every day, 20 seconds you pass one billboard. See, after a while, I think my phone that company. You don't need anything. So like that, this person, so here also, if we don't pay attention, and we'll lose our direction. Now I'm a Khalifa. And I got murid, I got Khalifas also. Allah save me. Then I'm a doomed person. So like this person, he was itching. What's inside? And why now it's jumping? When the thing jumped and he just loved to see, let me, in that split second, that mouse is gone. You think he's not sit still. Now he came back. The Shaykh asked you, delivered it. He says, no. He says, what happened? He says, that thing just jumped out. He says, you can't look after one mouse. You want to look after the ummah. So like that, Allah Ta'ala make us realize that whatever we're doing, we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala and making istighfar. So if you don't uphold this position, and if you uphold your position, I'm the slave of Allah. And Allah has given me this command, it's an honor for me. And you realize, this position, I don't deserve it. Allahu Akbar. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma arafnaka haqqa marifatik, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik, Allah, where can we fulfill your right of this great honor? Then, beheshuwa, you became a jannati already. Just by coming for namaz, your life will be like jannat already in this world. Your family life will come right. Your business will come right. Everything. And on the other hand, or jisne nafarmani ki, or uspar qayam raha. And the other hand, that you became the boss. You don't want to listen to Allah's commands. As you tell somebody today, don't play so loud music. He says, uncle, it's not your business. It's my car. It's my life. كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. If you 20 years today, 1 minute before that, were you loving? Who gave you life? Who gave you strength after that? Who gave you this car? You think it's yours? If it was yours, if Allah wants to take it away, one slip and big accidents. And we see what is happening. And that accident will just take you Kabristan. If we don't make our Islah, that accident will take away our Iman. That when we utter words like this, why must I go for namaz? People utter stupid words. Why we have to fast? My freezer is full. What must I go on a hunger strike? Fast is not a hunger strike, it's to make shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm your slave. You gave me this honor, and you give me, and we know what we're going to have for iftar. People in other parts of the world don't even know, forget iftar, for months what they're going to have. Allah Ta'ala save us. If you don't uphold this position, and you are adamant to remain on that unmindfulness, you have lost your position of Khilafat. You're not the Khalifa of Allah. You're worse than an animal. Or ulte pao dozakh me gira. And now you're walking backwards, upside down, and you're falling into Jahannam. And you think, no, I'm enjoying life. A person, Hazrat Maulana Abrar Ahmad Dulyawi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Mat deko in surf roho ku zin nahar. Paro Rabbana kina azab an-nar. Don't look at it, the red cheeks that you see, they just painted themselves with whatever lipstick or what, and you looking at them, read Rabbana kina azab an-nar. You falling in Jahannam, you burning in Jahannam, and you think I'm enjoying, I'm looking whether it's on your phone, whether it's anything. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that we are the slaves of Allah. We have to gain the marifat of Allah. And then realize what every ni'mat of Allah, what in namaz, what a great gift. Then we'll want to perfect it all the time. Allah give us tawfiq.